Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, we're State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio.
That didn't work. Okay.
Well,
try that again.
Try. Okay, am I on the right microphone?
Yeah.
You know, with Linda not being here, this is kind of like my whole day relied on you right there. All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on a girls' trip with several other girls, of course, and they're up in up in Tennant area up there on a big ranch.
Yeah.
And doing, you know what, they're, you know, I don't know, I think they're fly fishing or stuff like that. 7 after 7 right here on the 9th of August. And good morning, everybody, and I hope everybody's doing well out there. Phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, wearing our Olympic glow. We have our Olympic glow on today, but or maybe that's just the heat that's coming today, Bob.
Well, enjoy today because it's actually going to be a relatively balmy 96 degrees with plentiful sunshine, overnight low in the mid-60s. Temperature starts moving upward to about 103 by Friday as another heat wave hits. Not quite to the levels that we saw as we it'll be peaking on Saturday with 104. Then Sunday it starts dropping off again. Moderating into next week. It actually looks pretty toasty next week as well. Right now in Reading it is 72 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I have discovered the way that when people come over to visit you, that if you have a house without air conditioning, they don't stay. They just come in, they sit down, and until the sweat starts to trickle off their face. And we make a point of sitting in the living room where the sun shines through those big windows, and we sit there and we chit chat, and pretty soon people are going, well, hey, look, I'd like to stay, and I go, well, hey, we really would like you to stay, but it's a little warm. But today, Bob, is the day.
Ah,
Alliance Heating and Air.
They have the parts
in the
technology.
In the attack. They got everything. And today, they're on their way in. They will build a brand new air conditioning system in our house.
Oh, let me guess. Your current unit it was obsolete.
It was obsolete. And they could have put a new compressor in. And this is the kind of people that Alliance Heat and Air is. Martin's talking to, you know, and I have a good, you know, American Home Shield. I'll always say their name. They've taken care of us before. The other times I think that they could have, replaced a dishwasher instead of, you know, having a guy come out like 5 times. But they've been responsive to us. This is the second time this has happened. And the first time it happened, they replaced half the system. Well, now here it is 5 years later. It's not under warranty because the system they used was a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And so American Home Shield stepped up to the plate because Martin said, yeah, I can put another compressor in here, but you're just going to have this happen again in a couple of years because the whole system needs to be replaced. And he says, and frankly, if you're not going to replace the system the right way of doing it, I'm just stepping away from this.
Oh.
And so 8 minutes later, they said replace the whole system. So that whole system ducts everything, and the system ends underneath, you know, because there's two separate systems to make this thing work. You know, I don't understand air conditioning, but it's the outside who then, you know, and it feeds it in through an inside system, which then pushes it through the rest, you know, pushes it through the house. They're all prepared for that. Now, today, they're just putting it together.
Oh, they're putting in a split system. What's
now,
known as a split system.
Being the state of California, we have our own little things that we have to do. Even though it was even 5 years ago they did all these things and it cost us $783, they have to do it again. They have to come in and inspect them again. And they inspect all the air ducts. And they've already moved the panels last time to put all this stuff in. So, again, it's going to cost us $700-something.
So you'll have expensive officials traipsing through your property.
You know what they do? They come in, and this is the they come in and they measure the amount of air coming through.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming through your ducts, because there's, you know, and I can understand it. I guess you can, you know, they've had slipshod work, you know, in other places.
It just blows air into
where
the
it just goes. Well, it just comes and you only get like 40% of the air that you should be getting, even though it's a new system. So yeah, they're making sure those ducts are all working, and you should be getting like, I think it's like 85% at least.
Yeah.
And then the temperature's got to be a certain amount when it's coming out of those, when it comes out of the vents.
It's a pipe,
you know. And I was surprised, you know, it comes out like about 55.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you realize that. It comes out really cold, because as soon as it gets, you know, a foot away from it in this weather, it goes hot.
And it has to leave the unit at a fairly frigid temperature to to warm up
anyway,
only slightly on its its journey.
On its journey. And that's what the whole idea is. And this is going to save us money and electricity and the whole thing, Martin assures us. Now, the second thing I did was bring in budget blinds yesterday. And Jerry came over and looked at, you know, we've got that whole wall of, you've heard of the wall of sound?
Mm-hmm.
We've got the wall of glass,
mm-hmm.
and it gets hot. So
very aesthetic, but not practical for Reading, because it makes it into a greenhouse.
Well, even though one side, the whole ones in the dining room are tinted, but they're not, you know, and they're double paned, it still lets that heat through there. And mm-hmm. so we're gonna get the window coverings with budget blinds, and that's going to cut things back 30 or 40%. We're not going to get the solar shades, because you have to kind of like put those on permanently, and these others are blinds that go up and down.
Oh, okay.
It's giving us a good deal. Anyway.
The less therms you let into the house, the fewer you have to take back out.
Lots of things happening. Now, today, we're having Ken Murray is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Ken Murray, one of the dean of radio broadcasters in Redding, California. You either loved him or you hated him.
I am.
You know, and I have this love-hate with him relationship, so we'll see what happens when he walks through. But he gave me my first chance in radio, and I will applaud him. He and Ray Roberts.
You always know where you stand with Ken.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then of course we're going to have a gentleman that teaches self defense in the sense of taking care of what happens during emergencies. We'll be here at 7:30. So we're going to be talking there. So we've got some time. Trust me, to be talking about a lot of things that are going to happen today. And the first thing that's going to happen is this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at WellCare MD. WellCare MD is different. Why? Because it has a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. They don't take insurance. But for a flat fee for you or your family, you could have access to your doctor, as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. That's Dr. Jill. She believes in treating people, keeping them well, so they don't have to go to emergency rooms. They don't have to go to specialists. She wants to catch it now. A doctor who views a doctor-patient relationship as a team. You can get appointments the same day. Adequate time to address the problem. Remember, a lot of times, you're feeling you're being pushed through because doctors have to do that.
I'm shopping a new
doctor. Dr. Jill's, right, well, I tell you what, you might want to go down and see Dr. Jill. 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com if you have questions. It's worth calling to find out, you know, how you would fit into that system. And it's, you know, it's, you don't have to worry about insurance. Oh, am I going to pay? I'm just going to go in and pay whatever it is a month. And it's not exorbitant. It's nothing. I mean, it's very, the price is very, very reasonable. Give them a call, 262-6626. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But Bad Bob, I am Olympic. I have this glow coming on after what happened. We had an Olympic, a girl on the Olympic team called out the Russians. And said, you know what, you know, this, you know, because the Russian had finished in a semifinal and put, you know, gone onto the pool with her hand, you know, that finger raised, number one.
Yeah.
And she said, number one, she's been suspended for doping for 16 months. She says the Russians are dopers. Everybody knows it. You know, most of their team has been, you know, disqualified from the Olympics. She just said that. And I tell you what, the uproar over this. But, you know, the Americans are saying, well, what, because she told the truth?
Yeah.
So they had the match last night, the doper, well, the former doper, against the American for the gold medal last night. And when you come back, I'm going to tell you what happened. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. Hope you're having a great day. Give me a call.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 18 minutes after the hour here. 75 going up to 97 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 97 degrees means that your car will get really hot in like about 10 minutes up to 130 degrees real quick. And if that's the case, remember, don't leave any carbon-based life forms in your car. Dogs, kids, people, anything. Chocolate. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You're not going to find better CCW training anywhere than from Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors are all trained NRA instructors. He's not picking them up off the street. Have put together classes that will ensure that you're well-trained, that you know when to use your pistol, all the safety measures of using your pistol. If you're just not sure, you know, several people take the class just to learn how to shoot, and it's a good class to do that, to learn how to shoot and to learn how to safely handle a revolver or semi-automatic pistol. I mean, that's the big thing there is somebody hands you a pistol. I mean, people do that. What's the first thing you do? You check to make sure it's loaded. Yeah.
I saw a great poster. It said, if you're called upon to defend yourself with a concealed weapon, you make 1,000 decisions in a split second that affect the rest of your life.
There you go. As soon as you do it. But, and we talk about that. And for get the training, you need to go online to NFI. ReadingCCW.com, ReadingCCW.com, or give Ted a call at 530-999-1822. All right. Okay, so the Olympic swimmer, Lily King, when the Russian came out of the water in the semifinals and held one finger up, and then Lily swam after, she came out of the water and she held one finger up, and she said, look, she's been suspended for doping, just like the rest of the Russians. You know, and for her to come out and just hold her finger, you know, like that, she says that's a travesty. And, I mean, so now the pressure is on her and the fact that she said that. But as many of the commentators say, well, somebody's got to say it because it's true. Most of the Russian team and all of their Paralympics team has been banned for systematic doping before the Olympics. All the Paralympics. Everybody that's in the Paralympic team from the Russian side has been suspended or disqualified. So what happens last night in the finals for the gold? The race is on, and Lily wins. Gold medal. Russian comes in second. American came in third, just like a fingernail behind the Russian. But Lily King won the 100-meter breaststroke last night. Awesome. And they came out, and she said, I just wanted to, she says, you don't need to cheat to win. Wow.
Very good.
You know what? That ought to be the poster for all the political campaigns. You don't need to cheat to win. Just work hard, put it together. Yeah, how about that? Okay. Delta. What's the old saying? Planning on flying Delta? Not so fast. Step away from the ticket window because they're canceling more flights. 250 more flights today. They're talking about possible refunds for people, but it has totally screwed up flights throughout the world.
Quite the debacle.
Oh my goodness! You know, and this is something that it's a computer glitch. So you always ask yourself, did somebody get in there and write some? Okay, being the coder that I am, saying, oh, did somebody write a little piece of code there that just came back and bit them because they got fired 5 years ago? So they put this little hidden message in it, right? Okay, and let me see. Editorial in a record searchlight. Wow. Editorial says, hey, the next president is going to have to do a lot better on terrorism than our present one has. How the number of terrorist incidents have just exploded, and I use that word exploded, you know, in a literal term, either the ones being plotted here in the United States or the ones happening here in the United States or homegrowns right here, and that leading from behind the Obama way of handling it has not worked, that the next president that comes in there needs to have some kind of Middle Eastern policy, which, of course, we don't have under the present administration, and was built by the Clinton Secretary of State years, because it's going to get worse unless we face this, unless we go up and come up with some kind of solid plan on defeating ISIS. And by the way, Al-Qaeda rising again, but they're doing it below the radar. They're letting ISIS take all the hits, getting attacked, but that's okay. They're rebuilding their groups. And sure enough, when you read the answers on the record searchlight on rating.com. This is Obama. This is Bush. This is Bush. You know what? It's been 8 years. Obama has lost the Iraq war when we won it. He has totally missed the ISIS campaign, the whole thing. Clinton and with Libya, and now there's nothing going on there except civil war. Syria and Libya and every place in the Middle East is just pushing millions of immigrants through to Europe. Do you want 4 more years of that? We can't do that. And then and then you've got 50 of these quote security experts that signed saying, oh, we don't think Trump's the right one for president. We're not going to vote for Hillary, but we don't think it should be Trump. So what's that mean? I'm not going to vote for Hillary, but I don't think it should be Trump. So what's that mean? You've got all these great minds that have helped get us to this place. Yeah. right now. All of you have helped. You know, maybe you should be thinking about a new idea on how to handle this, on how to handle what's happening around us with terrorist acts. And, you know, I mean, it gets so, I mean, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't live in fear. But, but there's a wonder. You know, I don't live in fear in Reading. I walk anywhere here in Reading. I'm not concerned about it. You know, people say there's places you shouldn't. But there are places in the world, in the United States, you don't ever want to walk around by yourself.
Yeah.
And I guess, is terrorism something, if it's gangs in a neighborhood, I guess you could call that terrorism.
That's a form.
That's a form of terrorism. You know, if you have gangs in a neighborhood that might want to take over, they want to take your money, or, you know, you can't walk through here. Well, it's our turf. I mean, okay, that's a form of nationalism and terrorism right there.
There was a kid playing Pokemon down in, I think it was Oakland.
Yeah,
came around the corner and got blasted in the chest because he was infringing on some gang's turf.
Wow. Incident in the Iranian waters. Commander Gibson called yesterday and said, you need to... Oh, before we go there, Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Colonel.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I want to share a little funny with you. I shared a thing on Facebook this morning. A friend of mine posted, if you ever feel like you have a useless job, remember the guy who was a lifeguard at the Olympic swimming event.
I saw that.
He's sitting there with his head on his hands looking like he's ready to fall asleep. Who needs a lifeguard with the world's greatest human fish?
And he's holding that.
There he is.
And he's holding that buoy, you know, the one that they can jump out there and rescue somebody. You know, it makes you wonder about that, you know.
I could see it in this country because OSHA might require something like that. My goodness.
Well, you know, I know. But you know what? It does provide a job for somebody down.
For somebody could hit a wall or dive or whatever.
In Brazil. I mean, come on. They could have a bad dive.
This is
the 100-meter swim, you know, the best swimmers in the world there. I can understand. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Americans took silver in the platform diving, you know, the synchronized platform diving.
Oh,
I mean, it's
very cool.
When you look at this, how much they must practice, you know, to do this. I mean, they're coming and frankly, when they show them even slow motion, I can't see any difference on.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the people that can are like people that judge performers in music or anything else. You know, that's what they've done forever. And they're attuned to all the little nuances of the sport or the art or whatever. But those people, unlike, say, the Giants or the 49ers or whoever, if they blow it, they don't get to come back next year because there ain't no next year. It's four years down the road. And boy, it's really a one-shot deal.
And you know what? Even though some of them come back two or three times, you know, frankly, you know, I am so proud of our Olympic team. I mean, of the people in it, I don't know who they are. I mean, you get the big names. But here, you've got a 19-year-old girl that won the air rifle, the 10-meter air rifle. I mean, beats everybody in the world. She's 19 years old and a college student, and she's a gold medal winner. Nobody knows who this girl is. I mean, unless you're in that shooting, unless you're in that one shooting circle, you don't know who that is. Then you have another lady that won the bronze in the trap shooting. You know, of course, they don't give a lot of time to shooting sports on NBC.
They'd much rather run an hour on.
Costas,
you ridiculed the badminton competition.
Oh.
Because it isn't going to get coverage from ESPN or whoever's covering it at the time, but it's important to them.
Well, I tell you, there's some countries that badminton is that. I mean, that's what they do, and so it's very important to them. They win gold medals and table tennis. So we had this, you know, we've got this girl and that's just kicking butt out there in table tennis, and she's Chinese. I think it's great. Well, she's of Chinese ancestry.
Chinese play ping pong.
She's
when I was a kid at the halftime of a Harlem Globetrotter event over at the old Shasta College gym, which is now Shasta High, and man, you can't see the ball.
Oh no. And the funny thing is that our American Chinese is beating the Chinese Chinese. Our Chinese American is beating the Chinese, so it's great.
That's interesting.
Anyway, hey, Coach Bob, thanks.
Hey, take care, guys.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. On the corner of Eureka and Court Street, you can't find a better place to work out. You can't find, you know, it's got a unique saltwater pool that Linda works out in that has, you know, does all the training and aerobics, anaerobics, but doesn't have the strain on your ligaments there. Increased range of motion, increased flexibility. Plus, they have all the machines, everything you can possibly imagine to walk, step, run, row, recline and row. And the weight machines, and then, of course, all the free weights. All this in a brand-new facility over there, Wellgate Sports Club. And with Boheme Spa there to help finish off your day. Give them a call at 768-1205. Go over and join our Spartan team. We're going to run the Spartan here in November. We'll be right back with our friends over from Ardent Security. What is that?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's up in the mountains with the girls. Fly fishing or whatever they do up there.
You probably don't want to know, actually.
Oh, no, they do. They have a hot tub and they have, they're up at Mike and Bertha Michelin's place. You know, some of the best fly fishing chocolate in the world right there. You know, I mean, you go out there in the stream is just, you know, top notch. And he's got two ponds.
That's
two lakes.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to picture her with a slippery trout in hand, trying to get the hook out.
You know what? Look, she doesn't. Are you kidding? Or she would go, chaw. You all see her when she's shooting. It's scary. Because she's good. And I tell you what, there's no mercy out there. She's got a semi-automatic 22. We're out squeak shooting. It is just, I mean, there's dirt popping up everywhere. It looks like one of those little things in a gallery where they run back and forth. You know, where you hit it one side and it runs back the other side.
Picturing the gopher in Caddyshack.
Yeah, there you go. Point, yeah. I mean, she's going for it. And I'm not sure she's ever hit one. But I tell you, it's not because she didn't try.
Again with the gopher.
Again with the gopher. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, you know what? If you're looking for somebody to take care of your loved ones for a short period of time or an extended period of time, call Sharon Clark. She was designated best businesswoman or best business person and the best business right here in Redding from the Chamber of Commerce. It's kind of work that she does. And if you've got, say, surgery and you're laid up for a few weeks, talk to Sharon. She's going to have somebody there to help you. If it's long-term care, she's got somebody there to help you. She's going to come by, talk to you, see what you need, what your family needs, and she's going to provide the person that she's personally interviewed. They're trained. They've had background investigations. They've had they're bonded and insured. You can't get any better than Home Helpers. That's right, Home Helpers on Larkspur. Give her a call, 226-8350. All right. Hey, you know what? One thing we talk about all over here. Is people calling in not feeling safe. That 2 years ago, everybody ran on this platform that we're going to make Redding safe. We're going to do it immediately. We're going to do this and this and this. 2 years later, I don't see too many changes. Raw Palladium exchanges, but nobody else has. So as the sheriff and the chief of police have said, you've got to be able to protect yourself. They've got a 15-minute response time for the police. And who knows what it is out in the county. It could be hours, literally hours. So you've got to start relying on yourself and training. And we have with us Brandon Behringer.
Behringer.
Is here with us, who is a security consultant and self-defense expert. He's got Ardent Tactical right here in Redding, California. Tell us about you, Brandon. Why should what's your background in this?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm a retired law enforcement officer, spent 20 years in law enforcement, spent many years on SWAT tactical team, worked a police canine, chemical agent instructor, did a lot of things in law enforcement, retired from law enforcement, and naturally gravitated over to the private sector where I worked for, did close personal protection, asset protection in Los Angeles for A-list celebrities and Fortune 500 families. That's really kind of where I wrap things up before moving out to here. I still do a little work out in Los Angeles area, but primarily Ardent Tactical and training is done out of Redding, California.
When you get into the celebrities, I'm not going to ask you which ones or anything like that because you wouldn't tell me anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
I know. Well, and nor would I blame you. But how are you treated usually? Because I think
when I gravitated over to the private sector, I quickly realized that working celebrity work was not something that I wanted to do long term. They all have their different quirks and different personalities, and some of them can be very difficult. But where I ended up in the private sector working corporate security for individuals with high net worths, most of these people you wouldn't know them by name.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the professionalism there, and the way that you're treated is really a lot better than doing celebrity work. So that's where
I think they appreciate it more. And they understand what you're there for. You're not a gopher. You're not somebody there that they're always wondering, are they going to be selling me to the nearest paparazzi?
Right. And when you have somebody that has a high net worth of, several billion dollars, $14, $15, $20 billion, then, there is a legitimate need for protection there.
I think so, too. The people that you work with back then in the big cities, having that type of experience, what brought you to Reading?
We really moved out to Reading for a slower life, to get away from the business of
have you achieved that?
Of Los Angeles.
A lot of us moved here for a slower life.
Yeah. Really enjoyed the outdoors and I have to say that Reading has provided a really good base for us to start tactical training. There's a definite need out here to train people. Really, my passion is about training the untrained. I love teaching and training those that have never had training. And so that's really kind of where we've gone. You know, we do a little bit of law enforcement training, but really our training is for those that have never had training or just the average person.
Okay. So you've got, you're talking about the classes you have, the Women's Self-Defense and Empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you go to ardenttactical.com, you'll see that we have a few classes up. Our classes are growing as the needs become apparent, but I do have a women's self-defense class that we hold pretty regularly. I think I have one coming up the next week or two. And it's really, empowering women, again, is another passion of mine. I really enjoy providing, women the tools to defend themselves, to protect themselves. And it really encompasses a whole lot of things. You know, we teach a vast array of things in our class. It's an eight-hour class, very intensive. We cover things like situational awareness, fear management, de-escalation, conflict resolution. We do some pepper spray training because, what we find out is a lot of men and women go down and they look for a good self-defense weapon if they can't carry concealed. And they go down to the store, they pick up, a can of pepper spray. And typically stuff you buy from the store is junk. It's not good quality. It's not good quality pepper spray. And then they never use it a day in their life. And so what we do in our class is we really allow them to.
And they keep it for like 4 years.
They keep it for 4 years. It gets expired, lose propellant, and they go to use it and it doesn't work.
I saw a movie where the person had the, your typical spray, and she sprayed the guy, and he backs off and he rubs his fingers across his face and he licks his fingers and he goes, oh yeah. and people don't realize, they see movies where it's going to be, oh, you hit them and they roll around on the ground, mm-hmm. and you get away. It's not like that.
Yeah. So that, I mean, those are some of the things that we do discuss. So, having a self-defense weapon is probably one of the most important things. If I could stress outside of situational awareness, would be to have some sort of self-defense weapon that's legal here in California, and we're restricted quite a bit here in California. But having something available and then being aware, situational aware, to have that out and ready to go. But then understanding, like you were saying, that, everything, self-defense weapons are mechanical. They can mm-hmm. fail. And we teach, our clients to have a plan B, have a backup plan, whether that's another self-defense tool or whether that's, having to go hands-on, or is completely escaping or finding an avenue of escape. Those are some of the things that we discuss. So
question is, where do you get good quality pepper spray?
That you get that from me or you get that online. One of my goals starting Ardent Tactical was to be able to not only educate people, but to be able to sell quality self-defense products that work. So I only sell stuff that is used by law enforcement, that's trusted by law enforcement, and that's effective, and that has been sprayed on me, and I know that it's effective.
Sprayed on you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take
one for the team.
Yeah. Here, try this taser. Oh, this is working.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go over this again. I'm with Brandon Behringer, mm-hmm. and who has Ardent Tactical right here in town. It's a forward-thinking tactical training firm located in Reading, and team of instructors are dedicated to providing realistic, dynamic, and efficient self-defense and firearms training. And they've got, at the core of Ardent Tactical is a reality-based training system, allowing the average person to apply what they've learned in real-life scenarios and learn to mitigate fear and allow them to gauge. One of the things that the Jeff Cooper training, many firearms training, was being in the different phases of awareness. And I guess this is something that you maybe probably put it in a different format, but You have, you know, you're white where you're just, you know, wandering down, being a, you're walking down the street and you're perfect prey, and you know, you're the prey animal.
Right.
You're not paying attention and all that. And then you just keep, you know, you just keep registering a little bit more awareness, a little bit more awareness. So is this what you teach, something like this?
Yeah, so, you know, absolutely. You know, situational awareness is kind of a buzzword right now, which, I mean, we can see why, because of everything going on right now and in America and, you know, even across Reading. You know, I think we can all agree that crime is on the rise. Our police departments are doing the best job that they can. And I like what you said earlier when you first were, you know, introducing me. We were talking about self-reliance. And I think that that's something that's super important. It's something that we really stress.
You rely on yourself.
Absolutely. Nowadays. You know, when you're talking about the response time for law enforcement now is extended, you know, I think people have the false misconception that they can pick up the phone and dial 911 and law enforcement's going to be there. That's not always the case. They do their best to get there as quick as they can. But
Active shooter, you know, they break everything to get there for active shooter. But unless it's active shooter, you know, it's, we've got seven officers on patrol and we've got 60 square miles.
Right.
16
you know,
minutes,
and
give or take. Yeah.
Yeah. In some places. I mean, we've had people, I've seen people out on the street with a knife standing out there, waving the knife around on Placer and California Street. 14 and a half, 15 minutes later, the police showed up.
Yeah, and so, you know, even talking about active shooters,
and I'm not blaming the police.
No,
I tell you what, let's just take a quick break here because I'm getting out of my off my schedule here. But I'm here with Brandon Berenger, who is the founder of Ardent Tactical, and that's Ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, and it offers reality-based training for women's self-defense and empowerment, trail safe. And I want to talk about that one, realtor safe and firearms training. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Our friends down there on 2225 Hilltop Drive is where Linda and Trish and so many other women go for their jewelry needs. Estate jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, anything, watches, anything you could possibly think of is their rings. And Rebecca and Henry are there. And Henry is a gemologist and can help build or can build you a ring, design it, build it right there. The only trained watch repairman is also right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. We'll be right back with Brendan Berenger from Ardent Tactical.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock on KCNR, 1460. High temperature today will be about 96 degrees. Enjoy it before it gets warm towards the end of the week. Shasta Lake, 41 feet from the top. Get out and enjoy it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, our guest today, Brandon Behringer, who is Ardent Tactical. He has got an extensive background in law enforcement and personal security down in the Southern California region until he got tired of it, as most everybody does when you come up here. And he...
Being a cop in SoCal could kind of wear on you.
Yeah, where were you a cop at?
Riverside County.
Riverside
County.
That's not bad. You were, did you
we stayed
did
busy.
You did K-9s.
Yeah, I worked K-9, worked patrol. I worked assigned
to our Why'd you become a policeman?
You know, I started at a very young age, so I got into the Police Explorer program, which if I could just say, you know, for anybody out there looking to get their kid into an outstanding program or, you know, kids out there looking for something, the Explorer program was amazing for me. I think I got into it around 12 or 13. And then from there, it was just kind of snowballed into my career. I was a dispatcher, 911 dispatcher for a long time, became a reserve police officer at 18. I was out there doing bar checks when my friends couldn't even get into bars. So, from there I got picked up by Riverside County Sheriff and, put through the academy, and it kind of just went from there.
There was a series of books written about the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. I don't know if you ever, it's fictional.
Oh no.
I don't know if you ever got into that.
No, I don't
or not.
Think I was, ever saw this.
It was a pretty good series. I'm trying to remember what it was because it was well written. The sheriff's deputies out there and things they got into. Driving and how they, where did you cover? Where did Riverside go all the way out?
I started out in Palm Desert. So
yeah, see, yeah, this is the Desert. Area. This is the area they're talking about.
When it was a desert.
When you're way out there and, you know, and they're running into things out there in the desert. It was really, I'm going to try and go back and find that book and I'll let you know about
it. Yeah, back out there, you know, in Palm Desert, we really were one deputy, one car out there because, you know, I'd go to cars and I'd go to a call and they'd say, yeah, you know, look for the big rock on the right. And, you know, I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere. You know.
Hey, what do you think about what's going on with cops? And
Do you think
it's a concerted attack? Do you think it's organized in any way?
I will say this. I commend law enforcement these days. I think that they are highly underpaid for the work that they do. I think that we've seen law enforcement go from a dangerous job to an increasingly dangerous job. I mean, I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. You know, they're scrutinized by everybody. They have to make split-second decisions and now be quarterbacked by, you know, by everybody, including the media and and their own department administrators. I don't know how they do it, you know, being videotaped all the time. I think it's tough, and I honestly don't know that I would get back into law enforcement in this.
It's tough right now, and absolutely, it's tough recruiting right now. And
absolutely,
it's
well, you know, it used to be
because people don't realize that we can have. We're just a step away from anarchy a lot of times. Look at Chicago. Look at Chicago. Now we're not going to be Chicago, but you could be without the cops out there all the time and the sheriffs and the California Highway Patrol without everybody being out there all the time.
you're just a step away.
Yeah.
And then it becomes Dodge City.
You know, it's unfortunate what's happening to law enforcement right now. You know, we need law enforcement.
Not everybody in law enforcement is always 100% correct. And there are people out there that do wrong things. But
absolutely.
But it's like branding a whole race of people or a ethnic or a religion because of some.
But we could say, you know, there's bad apples in every
everything,
profession. We
everything.
Could say that in the medical profession. I mean, look at some of the doctors out there performing some of these messed up surgeries.
Oh, no, it's in every profession.
Yeah,
I'm not singling out. That's what I mean. It's everybody has got these bad teachers. You know, I mean, bad politicians.
Absolutely.
I know it's hard to believe there's bad politicians out there. Anyway, let's go on back. Now, one of the big things that you're teaching here is trail safety awareness.
Right.
For hikers and outdoor enthusiasts. Now, I know there's people out there that go, well, our trails are safe. And I think the trails are safe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But they're not always safe. And you can avoid a problem if you're just trained.
Right. We, you know, Shasta County has some of the most amazing and beautiful trails around. And, you know, a part of our teaching Trail Safe is really just to bring awareness and empowerment to people who are out walking the trails. It really can carry over to, you know, couples, families walking down the street. It, you know, it's not just specifically to our trails, although that's what it's called. Yeah, I agree. You know, the trails are safe. However, you know, that's all in the eye of the beholder, as you know, we were talking about earlier.
Safe for you and me is a different connotation than it is safe for a woman walking down the trail and with her 5-pound dog or 10-pound dog.
I mean, right. Or you know, safe you know, is also, it becomes less safe when you have somebody who's been walking the trails that's been confronted by a homeless person, or you know, for the 83-year-old lady that was attacked a couple months ago. The trail is no longer safe for her. So, you know, really, we're not saying that the trails aren't safe. We're just saying let's teach you and empower you so you have confidence to walk on the trails and you can feel safe.
That you're going to notice things.
We're trying to give you back a sense of your safety, and, you know, so you can become situation aware. Some of the things that we teach, situational awareness, some simple self-defense techniques. Again, one of the core things that we like to teach is fear management, because the body goes through so many different responses when it's confronted with sudden violence. We talk about self-defense weapons, what works and what doesn't. I bring my canine experience, my canine handling experience from law enforcement to teach a little bit on how to defend yourself if you were attacked by a dog. And then we talk about some predatory animal survival if you were attacked by, you know, what do you do if you're attacked by some sort of predator animal on the trail. So we cover a lot of different things.
So it can be hiking. It's not just on trails. It's out in the woods and everything.
Absolutely. We're talking about people bicycling on the trails or bicycling on the street. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we teach you can carry over to, you know, a lot of the stuff you could carry over to, you know, personal safety at home or, you know, walking around on the streets.
Okay. We've only got a couple minutes. Realtor safe. We have a lot of female realtors, and there's been cases where you know, a realtor in another state killed.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, this is big for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Realtor Safe is coming out here pretty quick, and I've actually been in touch with a couple of realtors. We're going to be pushing this with the realtor board and try and push this local here pretty heavy. Realtors put themselves in a lot of unique positions because they are doing, you know, showing homes. A lot of times the homes are vacant. A lot of times they're going to homes after hours. A lot of times they have clients in the car driving them back and forth. So really what Realtor Safe does is we just give realtors tools to and some tips and some tools, some self-defense techniques on how to stay safe in what they do. One of the things that I really like talking about is vehicle combatives. And
we have 1 minute.
Okay, vehicle combatives, and just talking about how to defend yourself in a car confined space.
That's really, you know what, that sounds like to be a good course, because somebody steps into your car, what do you do?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's all about prepping the car. It's all about getting the upper advantage while you're inside a car. You know, you lose a lot of things when you're confined space like a car.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've never worked through those issues and you've never really done that, you don't know until
you
you're
know how to fight inside
Absolutely.
The car. And it's not easy.
And fighting is messy.
It doesn't go
as planned.
No, never does. First round, the whole plan goes to pieces as soon as the first round goes downrange.
Absolutely.
Somebody gets into your car and wants to take you and your car for a ride, and they've got a knife. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of things that come into play in that situation. Liabilities, you know, if you have kids or, you know, your family in the car, you by yourself, you know, you, are they armed? Are they unarmed?
Right.
Well,
I tell you what,
things.
We've got to run. Brandon Behringer, though, is the president of Ardent Tactical. It's a tactical training firm right here. What do you do, you know, for realtors, for people walking on the trails? What do you do in situations? So how do they get a hold of you?
All right, you can go to ardenttactical.com, or you can reach me at 530-510-4598.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Phil.
We'll be right back with Ken Murray.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Tens of thousands of Delta passengers hoping to get to where they need to go today, a day after a computer outage resulted in their flights being scrubbed. Joey Naranjo found himself trapped at an airport in Tokyo. He's trying to make his way to Minneapolis.
I had to spend the night in the airport. Now we hopefully get a flight now today back to Los Angeles.
Yesterday, the airline canceled about 1,000 flights and delayed another 2,600 after a major IT problem. Donald Trump says his plan for the U.S. economy will produce annual growth rate at about 4%, a figure not seen since the final year of Bill Clinton's presidency. Trump told Fox News the plan he unveiled yesterday is realistic. Former CIA operative and conservative Republican Evan McMullen amounts to Trump's latest headache in his bid for the White House. McMullen has launched a late independent presidential bid to try and throw Trump off the track. Guy P. Benson is senior political editor at townhall.com and says McMullen's bid is unlikely to pick up much traction.
I think that in terms of having any sort of serious impact on the presidential election, it will be negligible, I think. But hey, you know, it's a weird year.
Police in Greenville, Tennessee, say that three young people who fell from a Ferris wheel at a county fairground have been taken to the hospital. They were responsive, though, at the scene. Greenville Police Detective Captain Tim Davis says they're going to inspect every single ride, no matter how long it takes.
They have all the time that they need to do a thorough investigation, a thorough inspection, because we want the fair to be safe and fun for everyone.
Witness Lisa Bruner says the children were on the Ferris wheel when the bucket they were seated in simply gave way, as she explained to WATE-TV.
Halfway, the bar thing came loose. And had two little girls, like 7 years old, had fell from halfway down, and they hit their head.
And the three young people are said to have fallen 30 to 45 feet as a result. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles slightly in the month of June, even as sales rose at a faster pace. A closer look at all those numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says inventories at the wholesale level went up 0.3% in June. Sales increased for a fourth consecutive month, climbing to 1.9%. However, sales levels have fallen 0.4% from a year ago due to declines in prior months. Since late last year, businesses have been slowing the rebuilding of their stockpiles in the face of weaker domestic sales and a fall in export sales.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Different people around the world view their own economies in a very different light. Americans, Japanese, and many Europeans right now appear to be glum about their national economies. By contrast, Chinese, Indians, and Australians feel much more positive. Those are among the findings of a survey by the Pew Research Center. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department says it's reached a $434,000 settlement with HSBC Finance Corporation over the repossession of cars owned by military service
members. The settlement covers repossessions of 75 cars that occurred between 2008 and 2010.
The deal resolves allegations that HSBC violated the Service Members Civil Relief Act by conducting repossessions without court orders. Under the SCRA, judges are supposed to review and approve repossessions involving service members. The Justice Department in February 2015 reached a much larger settlement with Santander Consumer USA Incorporated, which acquired HSBC's car lending operations.
That's Keith Peters reporting. The parents of two Americans killed in the attacks in Benghazi, Libya, say in a lawsuit that Hillary Clinton is to blame for the deaths of their children. The wrongful death lawsuit against Clinton was filed today in federal court in Washington, D.C. More details to be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is with the girls up someplace on a fishing ranch up around Tennant. In the Northern California region, more northern than we are. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 9th of August. We've just completely lost control of the summer. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob.
Well, a forecast from Wonderground calling for plentiful sunshine, a high of 96, overnight low around 64. It'll start warming up towards the weekend. By the time Saturday rolls around, we're back up around 105 degrees, and it's going to hover in those low triples for the next 10 days or so. Right now in Reading, 77. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney have a great business over there, and they give jobs to veterans also. It's cool. I mean, it's really good what they do. 365-3793 is their phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Whether it's espresso joes and coffees or cold drinks or brews of any kind and loose, you know, almost any kind of coffee accessory, anything is there at Espresso Joe's. And then you walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, walk-in humidor. They have it all right there at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. They treat veterans very well at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Do we have that now?
Not quite as perky as I was hoping for.
Kind of sounds like a dirge there.
Well, it said Winning Brass Fanfare.
Okay, well, anyway, that's a Winning Brass Fanfare. Of course, we're welcoming Ken Murray onto the show. Good morning, Ken Murray.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, for people that, and I can't imagine anybody doesn't know Ken Murray, it's been on radio for what? How long were you on radio?
I've been off the radio for a long time.
Yeah, but you've been off the radio for a few years, but you were on the radio for a long time. Mm-hmm. Plus, you were on the city council, you're a mayor, you had strong opinions on a lot of things.
Now I'm just a wonderful real estate agent. By the way, I want you to know, I only stopped by to get directions to Tennant. I was supposed to meet Linda this morning, and I lost the map.
That's not all you lose. at your age, I'd kind of watch it there, buddy. Hey, a lot of things going on in the world.
A lot of things.
Where do you want to start? Want to start national, work our way down?
I love that Gallup won the Olympic, the 19-year-old. I was watching that yesterday.
Which one?
The 19-year-old that held up her finger on number
one. Oh, and called out the Soviets?
Called out the Soviets.
She said, hey, this shows that you don't have to use chemicals to win. Oh! I mean, was that great? Lily Wood is her name. I've written down here. Yeah, Lily King. Lily King. Wow. Was that a statement there?
Yeah.
Russian kept going, I don't understand. It's like a Mel Brooks movie or something.
And I also like the guy in the butterfly, first Olympics, 30 years old, got a bronze medal. I thought that was just awesome. There's hope for old people.
This guy is 30 years old. Well, Michael Phelps is 31. Think about it.
It's strange for you and I to sit here and talk about old people at 30 and 31.
I know. You know what? You see the aged veteran, and he's 36. The aged veteran is retiring from baseball at age 36, and you're looking, thinking to yourself, aged veteran? I was just getting started at 36, you know?
But
well, every time I go to the VA clinic and look around and see the Vietnam vets, I think, do I look that old? Because I was in before Vietnam.
There's a great.
Do you need an answer to that one?
Oh, just okay. What?
There's a great poster. It says that old duffer in a baseball hat down at the VA was
yeah.
It was more badass than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, and that one in that movie about the SEALs, and it said the hardest part about getting old is people don't think you're dangerous anymore. You know, so there you go. Okay, Ken.
Yes, sir.
What about the Olympics? I mean, do we make too big a thing out of the Olympics here?
I don't think so.
I don't. Yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm. You know what? I'm waiting for so we can start disagreeing. But I think you're right. I don't think we do make a you know too much of a thing out of the Olympics. These are kids, young men and women, and older. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, some are older depending on what the sport is.
And I think
they are the very best of our country.
And the ideals of the Olympic are stellar. You know, bringing people from all over the world together to compete, you know, without shooting each other or yelling political slogans or anything else. It's just about excellence at whatever it is you do.
You know, at one point during the Olympics, of course, during the Cold War, it was like war in the swimming pool. It was battles like that. But I think things have changed dramatically. I don't think the athletes in many cases felt that way. I think it was the countries, maybe the political systems. But
right.
Now it seems even more of the countries and the athletes out there enjoy themselves a lot more. It seems like, and things have changed so dramatically. I mean, they're coming out with the cameras on, you know, and the selfies, and they're recording everything,
mm-hmm.
and they're happy,
happy, happy, happy.
You know, those guys on the Iraqi soccer team. I'm looking at them and. You know, they're playing the Brazilians. I think, I'm not sure if it went to a 0-0 tie or not. I can only take so much soccer. It's so exciting.
Football.
I mean, it's
football.
It's football. And it's, they score! Except they weren't saying score! The Brazilians, who were one of the favorites, the guy said, well, you know, right now it's been 183 minutes without a score, you know, for two games. And I'm like, yeah, and so why am I even watching parts of this? Even the condensed portion bores me. And I've got people in my family that are really soccer aficionados, soccer players. But
you're not.
I mean,
what? You watch baseball? Baseball.
Only when Linda.
Seriously boring.
Wait a minute now.
It's seriously
baseball.
Boring.
Well,
but if you say it's seriously boring, then someone's going to say. You don't understand the game, the positioning, all of the things that are happening. Well, same thing's true with soccer. I mean, it isn't our national game like it is many countries around the world.
And you're right. And many people love the game, and you're right. There's so many nuances to it. But to me, baseball, I mean, there's always something going on. But you're right. And in football, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people. I love rugby. Oh, my gosh, rugby. The women's rugby team. I mean, what a bunch of toughies are out there.
Yep.
Blood coming from their noses. They've got split. You know, they've got cauliflower ears from playing rugby. Girls playing rugby,
yeah.
And they're putting their heads into it. I mean, it's like, oh, okay. I mean, that's a constantly moving game.
One of the things I did want to talk about was whether or not you're going to be competition for the next time Fiddler on the Roof comes to town against, you know, Bob here.
Corlock.
Yeah. I mean, now that I know that you're both singers
and
dancers. Oh, yeah. I heard you sing on the radio the other day.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I did. What was I
saying?
That
was an equipment malfunction of some sort.
Sure. Hey, we're here with Ken Moore. We've got to take a quick break here because he's starting to talk about me singing and dancing on the stage. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Let me tell you about Bastiani Arms. Great, great people there. John and Sarah started this company 7 years ago, about the same time we started the radio station. They have built just a great business right there on Larkspur. Whatever shooting accessory you need, whatever kind of gun you need or ammo, he's got it. And if he doesn't have it, he'll get it. Let him meet or beat the big box store prices. He can do it. Classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. They have it all. All there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or go by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. And veterans get a great discount at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages with Ken Murray. It's 8:14 in the morning here on the 9th of August.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Stop it, forget all.
There's not a certain sense of irony with the Who singing this at some casino somewhere.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 77 degrees going up to 97 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, and Linda's favorite place to shop. They have Brighton, Miss Me Jeans. I never can figure out how they figure out these names. But they can dress you from head to toe, plus have all these great home accessories, candles and home decor, everything you could possibly imagine at Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Head on down there. Guys, you looking for that special something to keep her happy or to kind of make up for maybe something you did or didn't? Go on down and talk to the ladies down the line. They'll help you out there.
Like the sign in front of the flower shop. How mad is she?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, is this a Brighton bag mad? Hey, we're here with Ken Murray. And Ken Murray is here with we've talked on occasion on things, and Ken knows where all the I guess I can say this, where all the skeletons are buried. So it's time to kind of come back and give us a perspective on why we're here. And let's start with REU.
Okay.
There was that commission that was put together, and they worked for 18 months to try and come up with something. And then before they could give their first report, they were disbanded by the city council.
They were useless.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to sugarcoat it?
No. Well, have you ever?
No.
Okay. They were useless? Why?
Because in the first place, you can't figure out what's going on in 18 months. You can't even find the bathroom. It is a very, very complex industry. Number two, the city council makes all of the decisions. All of the decisions. And I hear this talk about, well, let's have another electric utility commission. And let me tell you what's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And there's a current example that is perfect. The electric utility here, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, proposed a 1.5% rate increase.
Yeah.
Everybody gets all upset. You know, I'd listen to your show. Because then they go to the council meeting and some council member asks them, well, do you need it? And the electric utility says, no. And so the word in the street is they were trying to gouge us one more time. I mean, you got that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they, you know, because when they, I mean, but they came out, their way of handling this was so weird. They were saying when he was on the show, mm-hmm. Barry Tipton was on the show saying, you know, we need to have these things and get in front of these. Was his explanation. So, mm-hmm. But when they asked him the question, "Do we need this now to run?" The answer is no.
All right.
And so that Let got people. You... That people. That just people. Just you know, it was like watching skyrockets go off.
Okay. Well, let me give you more information.
Okay.
Okay. And this ties back to why you don't need an electric utility commission.
Okay.
In the electric utility business, you've got to be thinking 20 and 30 years ahead. Have to be, because it's that kind of a business. The 1.5% rate increase was required because the city council has a policy that says we must have 150 days of operating reserves. The 1.5% increase would have brought the operating reserves up to 150 days. So the electric utility produced a rate increase to meet the council policy, and then the council shot them down. That's what really happened.
Oh. I didn't hear that part.
I know you didn't hear that part. I didn't see that part in the newspaper. I didn't hear it on the radio, but I hear a lot of people complaining. Okay, so what we have here is the council sets a policy.
I don't remember Barry saying that.
Well, maybe he didn't. But that's why you have me on. Say things. I mean, what's he going to say? The council's have their head up their wazoo?
Well,
he can't. He's an employee. Okay.
Which leads us to something after. This is going to be a follow-up question for this.
But go on. But the utility proposes something that meets the council policy, and for political reasons, the council says no. Now, what good is an electric utility commission in that scenario? None. Because the council is a political animal. First, last, and always. Okay? REU is a business. You know, it's one of five businesses the city operates. People keep saying government ought to be run more like a business. Well, the electric utility is a business. It has a profit and loss statement. The profit end of it is plowed back in to lower rates. Unlike PG&E, where the profit is siphoned off and goes to the bondholders.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, I found the whole discussion about those crooks at REU trying to jack up rates when they don't need the money absolutely insane. Okay? That's number one. You had a follow-up question.
Yeah, should the head of the REU... Mm-hmm. Be an electric guy? I mean, shouldn't it be a separate entity than an assistant city manager that works for the city manager? Shouldn't they be kind of a standalone there? I mean, this is as important as we all know it is. I've always wondered why we have an assistant running it. Not saying that he's not doing a good job, because I mean, we won't really know for another 4 or 5 years if he's really doing a good job by the decisions he's made. But there are people out there that do this for a living.
Yeah, and we have always had person with an electricity background in that job.
Right.
But they make a lot more than Barry Tippin makes.
So the whole thing is a money thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I have great respect for Barry.
I think Barry is doing a good job.
He's doing a great job.
I think that there's things that the city council. Barry's got a job. He's got to run the REU, and then you've got the city council making decisions that infuriate people or.
That's always been true.
Or make them happy. You know, raises for middle management.
Let's talk about that. Okay. Raises for middle management. We've got guys in the REU that make the utility millions of dollars a year. Millions. Because they buy and sell power. They're power traders. They're like futures operators in the stock market. And if they work for PG&E, they get bonuses for that money. For all the money they make. They get a salary at REU. And they get less salary than the same guys at PG&E make. So, you know, our linemen make, I don't know, 25% less.
You'll never hear me talking about a raise for a lineman. That is just,
But it's all part of the same thing. These are highly skilled people that could make more someplace else. They make what they make. They make us money. And they do what they do because they enjoy living here.
Okay.
And then I hear people in the street say, well, if you want more money, go someplace else. We got a lot of people around here qualified. That's ridiculous. We don't have a lot of people around here qualified. Just because a person is an electrician doesn't mean they know anything about the electric utility industry.
Here's a comment. Here's what? The council doesn't know what they're doing? That can't be. Let's talk about that for a second.
All right.
How about it used to be that people would work for the state, county, and feds because the wages were less, but they had a guaranteed retirement.
Yep.
Have you seen that? Hasn't that situation almost reversed in the Reading area? That you're paying a lot more to the city, county, and feds and state than you do to people in business around here. And so you've got people with two jobs that are paying for a person to have $150,000 a year retirement.
But it isn't unique to Reading.
It maybe isn't, but let's just talk about it. I mean, people are working two jobs or they're going without, to be able to have their kids in school and all this, and they turn around and they see somebody working in an office doing essentially what they're doing. And they're making $70,000 a year, and they're going to retire with full benefits, making more money than they're making right now, and going to retire at more money than they're making or they ever will make. You know, there's something – do you think that there's something wrong with this?
I think it's reality, and we can complain about reality, but it doesn't change reality. I mean, what are you saying, that cops and firemen shouldn't retire much?
I didn't say that.
But that's implied.
But what I'm saying is, well,
it's the same thing.
Frankly, I don't think cops should retire at 100%. You know, I think that cops should be, and that they should be, unless they're paying in, which I think they're doing right now, they're paying a lot more in to their CalPERS or what they're doing or whatever they're in. But, the fact is that I think police and firemen are also in a different situation where when you've done 25 years in the job as a cop, I mean, you're probably reaching the end of your shelf life. There's where there's other people that are reaching 30 years and they're 52 years old and they're making $152,000 as a retirement, like the city attorney and anybody from in any of those management positions are making well over $100,000 a year, not counting they're full-time medical. Now, there's something wrong there when people are busting their ass out there, paying their taxes, making things work, and people for the city are making that much money and retiring at it. I mean, why can't we say, okay, fine, you want to work here, you want to get retirement, then you need to put this much time in. How about how they do in the military? Even the military now, you don't get 50% when you retire at 20. They start phasing it in as you get older. And yet here we are giving Duvernay $150,000 at age 52 to retire. Come on. Is that fair? And a lot of the, did any of this come in under your time?
All
of
it.
City council?
I mean, let me suggest to you that it started at the state level and
yes,
trickled down.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you cannot fix a statewide problem from the bottom up.
No, you can't. But it's like this on a ship. You take hit on a ship, mm-hmm. and you're taking in water. So what do? You start making the compartments as watertight as possible to keep the ship afloat. So shouldn't we, as city, try to keep our ship afloat by keeping as many compartments watertight here?
Well, we tried that with the police department. We said, okay, this is all we can afford, and we couldn't hire any cops. The reason the cops got a raise, and this was back during my term, was mm-hmm. because we couldn't hire anybody at what we were offering to pay them. Just flat couldn't, and we had to jack up. And you can't jack it up for the incoming guys without jacking it up for the regular guys.
I understand that. And again,
and that's what happened.
We're going to take a break here. I'm here with Ken Murray. I'm okay. I'm here with Ken Murray. No, I wasn't even going to get into this thing, except I just see, okay, now, the phone lines are lighting up, but here's where I'm, this thing about the county or city employee making more and retiring at such a young age. There's something wrong here. I didn't retire at age 52. I'd love to retire at age 52. I couldn't do that. And there's very few people out in the civilian world that can do that. We've got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Linda is up with the girl someplace around Tennant on a fishing ranch. 77 degrees going up to 97 today. It's going to be A little warm out there, but not too bad. 97, we're going to be hitting triple digits later on. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Greatest place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. Yes, we're seeing a trend here. Man's Last Stronghold. You're going to have a great haircut there. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Then walk on down the street, and you've got Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy. Give you hugs when you walk in, give you great food, give you hugs on your way out. It's like a mini museum, military museum in there. It's a great place. Millie and Kathy, Classic Cafe off Athens, right there. Hey, our guest is Ken Murray, who has come in and has stirred the pot a little bit, so let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have comments or questions?
Yeah, I basically wanted to maybe talk about what you're talking about, the retirement. So as far as the employees, I've actually been a state employee now for almost 30 years, so what I'm going to say is a lot of people don't seem to understand. So what I'm getting at is that there's people that the system, when I first started, I got a decent wage and I was a public servant. So the whole thing is, it's not necessarily about the money. It's just like you're serving the public. It's a steady
right.
job. But over the 25 years, okay, the unions and all the other stuff that goes along with it, you know, our wages now are about the same, I think, this year as far as what private industry's paying. So, and another thing I wanted to point out was when you say someone retires at 100%, they don't need 100% of their retirement. So if someone gets to 70%, it's like they're going to sit home and get the exact same pay because they're not paying into the retirement and all the other stuff. So the idea is, it's like the cops, police, excuse me, if they retire at 50 and they start at 25 years old, then they have 25 years in times 3 is 75%. And if they don't take an option for their wife, they're actually going to make more money sitting at home than they are on the force. The city's paying less money, but, they're not paying in their retirement. They're not paying in their medical. So, but one of the things they did, I think in the mid-90s, I worked at the county for some time, and I worked for the state. Well, they made the formulas better. They went from 2% at 60 to 2% at 55. And they did that for all of my time, even for the county, when I wasn't even working for them. So I guess what I'm getting at is, the way I look at it is, yeah, I'm going to benefit from this, but I've written letters and the union and different things and saying, look, it should be some cap. So if you come out, where you make 50% or, so I guess what I'm getting at is that it's about 70%. Once they hit 70%, you can walk home and get the same pay. And so it's kind of a interesting thing. So I just wanted to kind of
okay.
Said, they don't usually hear that angle. Usually it's, they're not making 100%. Well, yeah, no, they're not making 100%. If they're making 70%, you walk home and you're getting the same paycheck because, anyway.
That's right. And that's right. And that's kind of what I'm getting to is I'd love, if you want to get a 70%, when you retire, that's fine, but maybe they ought to be stepping it in such a way as if you retire at 55, I mean, you're still in the prime, you're still in the prime of your life there as far as being able to make money. In fact, that's the strength of your life right there, that, maybe we ought to just make it in steps, and then by the time you hit 65, then you get the full amount. I mean, that's like I said, they're doing that in the military. They're slowing it down like that. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Well, if you take that logic, then we ought to step Social Security to 75. Same thing.
Yeah. Grandfather all the rest of us in there.
Yeah. But it's the same thing. That's what's going to save Social Security.
No, what will save Social Security is taking off that $100,000, whatever that thing is.
Too late.
What? It's already off?
No. It's too late to solve it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Let's go back to REU. Because you said you got a couple of things about REU that nobody knows.
Well, maybe they know, maybe they don't know. Let's talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about solar power, okay? Solar power is a wonderful thing for the solar users, and it's a wonderful thing strictly for political reasons that translate to dollars. When you put in a solar power unit, when somebody in your neighborhood puts in a solar power unit, you can bank the solar you generate. Okay?
Right.
The electric utility, REU, has an average cost of power of 13.9 cents per kilowatt hour. 13.9 cents. Okay, that's what it costs them to either manufacture it or buy it on the open market. That's an average. Solar power customers, however, get to sell by government mandate the power they generate at 15.2 cents per kilowatt hour. And it's that spread between 13.9 cents and 15.2 cents that makes solar power attractive to some people. But the price is paid by everybody who doesn't have solar power. Because instead of now paying 13.9 cents and getting our power at 15.2, it incrementally raises the 13.9 cents up closer to the 15.2. And so we have to raise the rates for everybody else. And the rates are all screwed up anyway. Currently, and this is just averages, currently, if you look at your electric bill, and this is average for the city of Reading, the fixed costs, the fixed costs are being charged at 18%, represent 18% of your bill. The variable costs represent 82% of your bill. So the more energy you use, the higher
the more cost.
In truth, operating the electric utility, 68% of the utility's costs are fixed, and only 32% are variable. So it only makes it worse when we add solar power. I mean, I hear people saying solar power is the cheapest kind of power, and it's just not true.
Well, it is if you have solar.
Yeah, because I'm paying part of your bill.
Well, I know, and that's what Tippin says, and says that's why we restrict a number of solar users. But we go back into this.
No, wait a minute. The REU has no control over solar users other than the permit, not the REU itself. You know, the council just adopted a couple of weeks ago by a 5-0 vote. They didn't have any choice to increase benefits for solar users. It's state mandated. It is bad for the average customer of the Reading Electric Utility.
I thought they could restrict the number of people in a neighborhood who has solar.
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive that's what.
Okay. Let's say there's one per neighborhood. So and there's six houses on the street. Five of them are paying for the one. How does that make any sense? It makes absolutely no sense. Okay. It makes no sense.
And the rule is they can't charge them like a fee for being hooked up. That's a state law.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there lies the problem.
That's not the problem. The problem is, in addition to that, the utility has to pay to buy their solar at retail instead of wholesale cost.
Well, yeah, but how much is that?
It's 13.9 versus 15.2.
I know what the 15, but I mean, is that, we're talking about $1 million a year?
No, millions a year.
From just the Reading area, it's million
no,
a year.
Not in the Reading area alone. But as it increases incrementally, it gets worse and worse. It is so bad nationally that NRDC has come out saying, oh, this sucks. We've got to fix the electric utility industry. What happens is that because of the economics of the situation, we're going to wind up with higher pricing for electric utility for those customers who remain on the grid, including low and fixed income people. Which brings me to another thing that I want to get out there, because I don't think most people know this. There are lifeline rates in the city of Reading. I mean, I've heard it advertised on your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are woefully underutilized. I started the lifeline rates for the electric utility in Reading back in the 90s, okay? I mean, probably half the town qualifies, but they don't apply for them. It's ridiculous.
And you're talking about that will lower their electric rates.
Right. And let me tell you who's eligible. There's two classes of people. People who are senior citizens, which means 62 or older, permanently disabled. Okay.
100% disabled?
No, permanently disabled. Yeah, permanently disabled.
So 100%?
I don't know. 50%? I don't know what the definition of that is. Well, I would guess if you're on a CPAP machine, that qualifies.
Okay, but I mean, I'm just wondering because there's different levels of disability.
In the VA.
Yeah.
I'm not sure in the electric utility.
Okay. In electric utility business, we don't know.
Okay, well, let's not talk about disabled people. Let's talk about 62 plus. And there's a couple living and they make $2,900 a month on Social Security.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They qualify. They qualify for 25% off the first 800 kilowatt hours. And they're not applying. It's easy to apply. Let's talk about people who are not 62 plus.
Okay.
If you have two people living in the house, okay, and they're both working at McDonald's or Burger King or somewhere, and their monthly income is a little under $2,000 a month, they qualify, no matter what their age is, for 25% off of the first 300 kilowatt hours. Probably half this town qualifies for one of these two programs, and maybe 10% have applied for it. I mean, there are benefits out there. They're just not being taken advantage of. And interestingly, those benefits come out of a surcharge in your electric bill mandated by the state for public benefits.
Right.
That can be applied to other things. And they historically, before we instituted this program, been used for other things. Now we got the program and nobody's using it.
It just needs to be better advertised. Here's a question. Statement. I tell you what, we're going to take a break, but it has to do with solar and REU.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this as soon as we get back from these messages. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, I'm here with Ken Murray. We're talking about REU and other things that have to do with our society right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Oh, I love that song.
That was Ken's outro for many years.
Oh, man. Was it? Was it? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, tomorrow I got Julie Winter on, who is running for city council. And I've got a lot of questions for Julie, as I do for Leah Tate, as I do for Adam McElvain, and, of course, Gary Cadd. I have lots of questions now because, we're getting to the short hair time here, people. It's going to be the time where they've got to have some solutions because, okay, they've been running, they've been having, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. I want to see right then what solutions they have for these problems. Going back to Mr. Murray, Ken Murray's with us here, and Ken is, those were, like I said, all the skeletons, and we're fighting it out. If you could just hear the breaks, and it's a good thing is that, even during the breaks, Bob's got his fingers on the delete button. During the breaks when we're not even on, he keeps hitting the delete button.
You should mention that. You and I agree on almost everything.
Almost on a lot of things here. Because I just said something about the University of California, and you said you had a comment, and I went, oh, I can prove that. And you go, no, I agree with you, but I think it's blank, blank. I went, oh, okay. All right. When someone puts in a solar unit, they're reducing the power used by the city, which reduces the amount used to calculate the percent of green energy needed to meet the state standards, saving REU the generation cost by these standards.
That would be wonderful if they were selling it at the wholesale cost and paying for the wires getting it to REU. But they're not paying. They're selling it at retail. Yes, they add minuscule amount to the green energy, but they're not paying for the wires that run it to the utility.
Okay, so if everybody went into solar, because according to Tippin, and I understand this,
that's fine.
Because Tippin doesn't run... I mean, not Tippin, but the solar doesn't run all the time, so they've got to have electricity that goes to the house.
Nobody who has, virtually nobody who has solar is willing to flip a switch and have lights come on because there's something wrong with their solar.
Well, I tell you what, the thing about the solar, though, is that the REU has been pushing for years.
They're pushing it because the government's forcing them.
Well, it may be, but they're also giving rebates and all this because solar.
The government forces them.
I realize there's a payback on this, but you've got places in Florida. Every house in the subdivisions have to have solar there. I mean, they still have to. There's got to be a way of being able to achieve this, bring in solar to save and go into green, but also keep the electricity going.
Well,
there's got to be a way.
Well.
And we'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
Because I have a big question with 8 minutes left.
Fine.
The one thing I'm pushing on all of our candidates is vision. Vision, 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 vision.
I'm not a candidate.
No, I know that, but I'm going to ask you.
I'll be happy to give you a list of questions for your candidates.
Well, good. I expect you to have at least 10 questions before you leave today. But one of them is the riverfront. I was just up in Grants Pass, and I'm not saying it's the best riverfront, but at least it's something. We have got everything it would take here to be the most beautiful riverfront city in America. Why? Why haven't we?
We don't have a willing developer.
Okay.
Kutcher's family owns the riverfront. They talk about how they would like something to happen. But they don't constructively participate in doing anything. And the last time I heard, Chris Kutcher says it'll be up to his son, who is now 10 or 11 years old. You can't force him to do anything. There have been a lot of efforts made.
But there's been
Kutcher's family.
It's like 5 years, all these leases and everything are going to go away.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Chris Kutcher was trying to raise money to start developing here.
I've heard that for 40 years. I mean, his dad before him.
No.
Nothing's going to happen until There's a willing developer. Okay? We don't have one. And nothing the city council can do can make it happen. You got that?
I don't agree.
Well, then why don't you tell me how you make a family who has been unwilling to do it.
I think you give them enough of an incentive. I think they're going to do it. You know what? I'm going to call Chris Kuchers today and say, Chris, when people are saying that you're never going to develop the riverfront, is that true? And he can say yes or no.
He'll say no. Yes, he'll say yes. We want it developed, but you try to nail down a plan, and there have been several efforts to nail down a plan, and ultimately, the Kuchers family kiboshes it.
Why?
It's who they are.
So you're saying is that the Kuchers family, whom I don't know personally at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't. I think I've met him. I may have met his sister, but I've met him maybe in passing at a restaurant. So they would not develop the riverfront, even knowing is that it could make a lot of money for themselves, but also would be something that would just build this whole region. And what's the reasoning, though, behind it?
It didn't start with Chris. It started with his dad. Okay.
Is there some personal animosity there between you and the Kuchers family?
Absolutely not. Okay. In fact, I like Connie. I get along fine with Chris. But the fact of the matter is they can't all agree on doing anything. And while they talk the talk, the action doesn't take place.
But they couldn't. And because there's leases on the land right now, right?
That is absolutely not true.
It's not. I thought that there was something going on.
There are leases going on between the McConnell Foundation and them. There are leases going on.
Right.
That doesn't mean something can't happen.
Like a plan.
There have been a number of plans. We've had riverfront-specific plans done more than once. Okay. An architect in town, Les Melbert, brought in a crew from Cal Poly to do a design for the Kutruses, you know, could not come to an agreement with the Kutrus family to make something happen, because they're going to wait till the leases are over, or they're going to wait for Godot or something. I'm saying there is insufficient motivation on the part of the Kutruses to make anything happen until they're motivated. Nothing's going to happen. I don't care what your council candidates say.
Okay.
I think Ken's going to agree with me when I say that there is an element that has been in this county that wants nothing to change ever. It has to remain static. And why that mindset is in place, I'm not sure. But maybe they feel threatened. But would you agree with that, Ken? There's an element that says nothing should change.
They're still ticked off about Turtle Bay.
What happened in Turtle Bay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
They used to own it.
Well, okay. And then...
And now they don't own it. They're ticked off about that. I mean, I with all apologies,
am I going to
get sued over this? I'm just saying what's going on.
I don't know. I mean, are you going to get sued over this?
I'm going to countersue you for putting me on the air.
I'm just asking questions. And you know what? What's your name? Who is this? I thought you were just some guy walking by. I thought we had some kind of... Hey, no, I mean, because this is a huge question, because I'm going to ask people this. What do you see in 5 years from now for a city candidate? What do you see as a city council candidate where we should be in 5 years from now? And riverfront should be somewhere in there. One restaurant in this whole city on the river? There's something wrong.
You're asking a question beyond the capacity of a city council candidate.
I'm telling you what. I think I have a...
They'll promise you anything, but I'll tell you right now, they can't do anything.
Well, then they need to tell me that. You know. So,
I hope you find some candidate with the guts to say that. I'll vote for him.
Okay. Got 2 minutes left here. So
I'm not going to your barber shop because I want to go to Women's Last Stronghold, not Men's Last Stronghold.
I know. That's where you go.
Shasta Gas Propane, they're the finest. Wins Jewelry, they're awesome. You know, I like Bastiani Arms. I mean, you know.
We got some great people. You do, Ken, and I appreciate that. There's some more things we need to talk about. We just barely scratched the surface here, because I've got people saying the RU has created a position where they have ridiculously high fixed costs. That's their policy and their goal. Debt service is a big part of this, and they continue to increase the debt.
That's ignorant.
And, well, the RU you left is not the RU of the today. Look at the books.
I have looked at the books.
Lately?
Yeah. And I am disturbed by the increase in debt, because when I left, we were out of debt. However,
well, did I mention that to you? But, when you left the city council, your legacy was that there was no debt.
That's right.
Do you still think there's no debt in REU's books?
No, I know there's debt on REU, and I don't like it.
Why was Stillwater Business Park financed by the utilities users in Redding through REU?
What?
Was Stillwater funded, financed by the utility, by the REU?
No.
Oh. It wasn't?
No.
No REU money in there at all?
There would be REU money in there for the extension of the lines and the eventual placement of a substation out there, but that's driven by whether or not there's a business creating jobs to warrant it.
Ken Murray's been here with us. We'll bring Ken back. It's fun.
A likely story if I don't wind up in prison or sued by someone.
Well, you know what? If you do, you know what? I would really like to have...
You visit me in prison?
No, I wouldn't. I'd send you parcel, so... Hey, everybody, tomorrow, Julie Winter, who is going to be on this, running for city council, I'm going to ask her a few questions here and see if she says... If she says to me, there's nothing we can do about the Kutras, I can't believe all that. Anyway, hey, have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Reddick.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Its computers are back online, but Delta Airlines has had to cancel almost 400 flights today. More fallout from yesterday's computer outage. Aviation expert Julian Bray says Delta needs to go beyond the refunds and travel vouchers it's offering passengers.
It is a problem of their own making. They have to be seen to be doing something. So this is more of a marketing ploy, but the point is the fundamentals need looking at, because if the overall system is not coping, then, of course, any number of vouchers aren't going to fix the system.
A power outage at Delta's Atlanta headquarters early yesterday brought a global meltdown of its booking and communication systems. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the latest Republican to announce her intent not to vote for GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump, and Collins says she can't support Hillary Clinton either. The U.S. leads medal count at the Rio Olympics, 19 in all.